Broken Twin mit Glimpse of a Time auf Flux FM. Maike Voss-Romme hat mir ja gerade schon kurz Hallo gesagt. Sie geht heute Abend auf die Bühne des Fluxbau als Broken Twin. Und jetzt ist sie bei mir im Studio. Wir sprechen über die Unmittelbarkeit ihrer Musik, die wohl auch durch spontane Aufnahmesessions entsteht. Wir reden über das therapeutische Element ihrer Arbeit, über Ian Capel, den Produzenten, der wohl ganz uneitel mit Maike ans Werk ging, und noch vieles, vieles mehr. First of all, aber welcome again to Flux FM, Maike.
Hello. Thank you.
How's traveling been? You've played a show in Hamburg yesterday. How was that?
It was great.
Cool, yeah. Cool. So you're going to continue playing great shows at Berlin tonight?
I hope so.
Yeah, you definitely will. You're going to have fun. I want to congratulate you on May, your debut album that's been out only for 3 weeks now. How are you feeling towards that album, knowing that it's released all over the world and it's conquering the world right now? Are you thinking about that sometimes, that people all over the planet might be listening to your songs and talk about them?
Well, it's nice to know that everybody has the chance to listen to it if they want to. Yeah. But it's also, it's really nice to release the songs, but it also feels a bit strange.
Yeah, a bit frightening maybe, because now the chance to change anything in the songs is gone. You cannot go back and strip away another layer or something. It's out there now.
Yeah, it is, but that actually feels really good.
Okay, cool. So let me say, it's a very beautiful album. There are super sad songs on that, though. So if you're not into sad songs, you might be a little alienated with that album. But while listening to it, I felt like directly connected to that music and to you as a person as well. And I wanted to ask you, how did you manage to work with such immediacy or such a directness? I read that you did strip down the songs after you put layer over layer with Ian on that thing. Was that doing the job to get the directness back into the music?
No, it wasn't really. I didn't think that much about it, to be honest. It was just what felt the best to me. Mm-hmm. And apparently it seemed to sound better to me if I peeled off some of the layers. Mm-hmm. So it was a very intuitive process.
Yeah, and that's what I read about you working with music as well, that you try not to overthink your own music. And I have the feeling that this is such a great idea, because so many musicians, they complain about the fact that they had beautiful, magical demo recordings, and then they went into the studio and it all got polished a little bit too much, and the magic of the demos were like totally gone. So would you say that not overthinking your own music is a good recipe to keep that vibe of the original demo, of the original thought?
Well, it is to me, definitely.
Yeah. And what I feel because I've read as well that there were so many demos that you had to pick out stuff for that album, like 300 songs that you've written. When you compose or when you record demos, is it the fact that you do not overthink things there then as well? Because I think when you just sit down when you are able to play the piano, and you have a talent for lyrics and melodies, you can basically just sit down at the piano and start singing, and that might lead to things in your subconsciousness more than if you sit down with the pen and paper and write everything down. And again, so it's not overthinking things, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very compulsive when I'm writing, so usually I just sit at the piano or with a guitar and just play around, and then if something comes up, I'll record it, and then I'll forget about it again. So when I was working on the album, I just went through all the sketches I had and picked out the songs that seemed the best to
me. And the sketches were like partly improvised.
Yeah, everything was improvised.
And that's a great way to get to the subconsciousness, I would really say, because all the other ways of making music and composing music, they are too intellectual, maybe. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say that your music is not intellectually worth thinking about it, but you know, the approach was very from the belly, from the gut.
Yeah, and I mean, people do music in different kinds of ways, so I'm not going to say that it's good for everyone. But to me, it works the best when I don't think too much.
Yeah. One could put up a piano somewhere and press record, and then one will see what's inside Maike, something.
Yeah, I mean, I write quite a lot, so of course I also write a lot of shitty stuff. Uh-huh. So to me, it's just about writing enough, and then eventually something comes up.
Yeah, so it's a therapeutic approach somehow as well.
Yeah, I don't know if I would call it that, but it's just something that I really enjoy.
Yeah, no, just keep doing it. We're totally on your side. Ian Capel has worked with you, And as we just mentioned, you were working with him, you were putting some layers on top of your music, then decided to go back into your bedroom, listen to the whole stuff, and strip away all the layers that you basically recorded with Ian. So he has to be pretty nice and not too... I don't know. He must be a pretty nice guy to be like, oh, okay, let's strip that stuff down again. Was it good to work with him?
Yeah, it was. At some, I mean, it's been a long process, so I've worked with not only with Ian, but also with other people. So it's basically it's been about trying to combine those different processes and trying to, make it into something else.
Yeah, cool. You brought Maria with you. She's playing the violin tonight as well on your show. So it's going to be the two of you on stage tonight.
No, we're going to be four on stage.
Oh, wow. There's going to be even more people.
Yeah.
What are the other instruments that you brought?
We have a bass player and then we have a guitarist.
Oh, wow. So it's all the instruments that are on the album are going to be on stage tonight. That's really interesting. Cool. So now, as you've brought your piano and Maria seems to be ready as well, would you want to play us a song of your new record, please?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. Also, Maike Vos-Romme geht rüber kurz zum E-Piano. Maria, es stimmt die Violine. Nein, die ist schon gestimmt. let me just make sure that I record this performance here so we can listen to it again sometime. Maike Ross, wir sind soweit mit Maike Vos-Romme als Broken Twin live auf Lux FM. Are you ready for this? Okay, let's go.
Thank you.
stadium applause for Broken Twin. Thanks a lot, Maike Voss-Romme und ihre Partnerin in Crime Maria an der Violine. Das war wahnsinnig stark. I had goosebumps all over my body. It was really, really great. Thanks a lot for visiting us, Maike. Say something into that microphone as well. It's, okay, she's back at the microphone. Denada, it was really, really nice to be talking to you, and it was really nice to have you in the studio. Please come back as soon as you visit Berlin for the next time, because I want to have more of that. I really enjoyed that a lot. I'm going to give away some tickets for tonight's show right now, if you're okay with it. And I'm going to invite people to visit us all at Fluxbau. Broken Twin heute Abend auf der Bühne des Fluxbaus und im Vorprogramm die ebenfalls sympathischen und schön musizierenden Talking Two Turtles. Wer da hingehen möchte, der ruft mich jetzt einfach an unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück, und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Broken Twin und Talking to Turtles heute Abend im Fluxbau. Meine Kollegin Julia Oberlohr wird in den nächsten 5 bis 10 Minuten am Telefon unter der eben erwähnten Nummer zu erreichen sein. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Maike, thanks again. I'm deeply impressed with your songs and your performance. So, as I said, please come back again the next time.
Thank you.
If you find the time. And here's a song by Talking to Turtles. Let's see if you like them. Bye-bye.